Blog Talk Radio.
Revolutionary greetings and hotep, everybody, and welcome to the Word from the Point Gold Cup Network Blog Talk Radio Show and Podcast. My name is Kwame Benton, and it is my honor and it is my privilege once again to broadcast on this Friday, September 18, 2020, broadcasting here live from Henrico, Virginia, on this cloudy, rainy Friday. I hope everybody is well and living their best life. I'm here once again in the hope to share some information that will help empower you to move forward in these changing times. We're always in changing times, but we're in times like I've never seen before in all my years on the planet. And things are not going to get much better for a whole lot of people. So today's topic is Factual Friday. What we hope to do today is share some information, some facts that some of you are already aware of, some of you may not be aware of, and some real life solutions to some of the things that we're going to talk about. One of the first things that I want to say is that we're broadcasting in the UNIA ACL 456 Facebook group today. Normally, we don't broadcast in this Facebook group. We normally broadcast in the Gold Cup Network group or the 24K Way group, but I wanted to broadcast in this group today because I wanted to share some information with this particular group. This group is private, so most people won't see this in this group, but they'll hear it on the Blog Talk Radio or on the podcast. And we also broadcasting on at the same time. Okay, so Factual Friday. First thing I want us to realize that we're at war, people. We are at war as a people on this planet, okay? And it's a whole lot of components to this war. And I'm not going to really get into specifics, but until we realize that we're in a war, we will never end a war. We will never win the war. And the war basically is for our minds, it's for our bodies, for our souls, it's for every essence of our body. And we basically are still enslaved as a people, you know, not just black people on the planet now, but everybody on the planet basically is enslaved by corporations that are controlling the planet, the resources, and the people, and we just don't know it. You know, we all been conditioned to think that we're supposed to be go to school and get this education so that we can go work for somebody and struggle from paycheck to paycheck. Most of us do. Most of us will plan a two-week vacation more than we plan for a life. And amongst African people, generational wealth is one of the missing ingredients that we're not able to pass down inheritance to our children's children. Because we have been programmed and born into a debt-based system here that's been robbing us of our wealth, robbing us of our humanity. You know, if you look around the planet today and you see, I mean, it's just, man, words can't even describe to create the chaos that's going on all over the planet. And whose world is it? Who controls this planet? The people that's in charge have only been in charge for, I would say, the last maybe 1,000 years, if that long. You know, prior to that, you know, this planet was controlled by some people who were more in tune, more spiritual, more connected with that divine intelligent force of the universe, known by many names. And so, Factual Friday, okay, The reason why this is called A Word from the Point is because this is the same name of the TV show that I had back in the 90s. And what we did was, you know, back in those days, I was basically younger. I was on the front lines. I was getting information. I was part of the marching and all that stuff that we've been doing for so many, many years. And like Dr. Claude Anderson said, we haven't moved one inch. We've actually digressed. But it doesn't look like that because a few of us have become successful under this imperialist capitalist system. But the masses of us continue to struggle from day, paycheck to paycheck. If we do have a paycheck, the unemployment rate among our people is not what you see on TV. Okay, most of our youth, probably say about 40% of them, have no job. You know, they have no hope. They're out here hustling, trying to find a way, you know, committing crimes and doing everything else they can to survive. And most people in prison today are political prisoners. You know, they are political prisoners because the economy that's bent on destroying the people. You know, your health care should not be connected to your job. And most of us don't have health care, you know. And the health care that they provide is health care provided by a corporation that's not designed to make us well healthy. It's designed for the stockbrokers and the investors to become wealthy while the masses of us, you know, are dependent on basic drugs in order to survive as we get older because the food that they give us. It's not healthy. You know, it's processed foods, chemically induced foods, you know, that's causing all types of diseases in our bodies. We don't even know really how to eat healthy because that tele and our vision has conditioned us to eat fast foods, you know, fast food. You know, we're in this microwave era where everybody wants things quick, fast, and in a hurry, you know, but it just doesn't work that way, you know. Another thing I want to talk about on this Fraction Friday is that, you know, most people do want to be successful, but most of us have given up on our dreams, you know, because of the conditions that we have been subjected to. Life kicks us in the butt, and most of us give up, you know. And a lot of us have associates. You know, I don't want to call them friends because, you know, a friend is going to be there for you. It's going to root for you and is going to cheer you on and wants you to become super, super successful. Most people that we know, they want you to become successful. They want you to be successful, but they don't want you to become more successful than they do. So when you present them with an opportunity like we have to take control of your family's financial future, leave generational wealth, even though it's going to benefit them, they'll still want to reject it. Because, you know, because of a low self-esteem that's been placed upon us because of the miseducational system that we are under here in this country, you know. And so in this business that we're in, which is the networking business, most people will not make money in this business, okay? Most people will not succeed in this business. And that's because they don't want to put in the work. They don't think that networking is a legitimate business because of the conditioning that we have been subjected to. They think that a business must be a traditional business where you have employees, you have a business, you have inventory, you have to get a business plan and a loan and all that stuff. But in networking, you can actually start your business for under $100 or sometimes even free. And in this business that we are involved in, you can actually start this business for free. A lot of people think that when something is free, then it's not valuable. Well, if you're listening to me on this Blog Talk Radio or podcast or Facebook, you're not paying for none of those things, you know. They're free, but and there's a value to it because we're able to get information out to people that mainstream media is not going to allow people to receive because they don't want people to know certain things. Another reason why people are not successful in this business is because they cannot accept rejection. You know, they'll tell this to a few friends of theirs, and their friends will reject them, or their family members reject them, and they give up. You know, and they listen to their broke friends. And I said broke, I don't mean broke financially, even though most of us are, because we don't really know what real money is. I mean broke mentally and spiritually. You know, they don't believe in themselves. They've already given up. They've already quit. They're just going through the motions, you know, and basically, you know, living paycheck to paycheck, becoming just a wandering generality with no purpose in life, you know. And so, as I said earlier, we're at war. And, you know, one of the first casualties of war is the truth, okay? And in these days and times, if you're not open to learning, you're going to be left behind, because we're in a new era. The days of the brick-and-mortar business are gone. The days of working on a job for 10, 15, 40 years in return, those days are gone. You know, the average lifespan on a job now is about 4.5 years before you either get laid off or you look for something else, because you see that this job that you have is not going to help you reach your goals if you still have goals. So you search for more. Well, people, there is a better way. There is a better way, and there's no business model better than network marketing, because in order for people in network marketing to succeed, they must help others to succeed, which just makes this, you know, it's not what we call imperialism or capitalism. I don't know really what word I can use to describe this business model, but it's a more humane and just business model than being the boss, you know, and the boss telling everybody what to do and making all the money while the masses of people that's working for this corporation or company struggle from paycheck to paycheck. And we all deserve to live a life in abundance. We all deserve to have joy. We all deserve to have respect and live in a world that's full of splendor and beauty. But because of those people who are in charge, who are at war against the people on the planet, most of us don't live in those conditions. You see, right now, you know, more than half the people on this planet live off of $2 a day, you know. But you won't know that because the mainstream media is not going to tell you those things. We're going through a global pandemic, you know, that we don't even see what's going on in the other countries anymore. I wonder why the news doesn't show that anymore. All they're doing is talking about COVID-19 here in the United States. And if you look in the beginning, you know, you had to, couldn't touch anything. You know, that's how contagious this disease is supposed to be. But now, I see people touching, shaking hands and everything else. Like, you know, so I'm just babbling on right now. But truth is that when you present this opportunity to most people, sad thing is they run because they're comfortable being comfortable and don't know that there is a better way. Well, I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. There's a better way if you open your mind to receive some information. And if you don't, then it's on you. But the information that we have, the opportunity that we have, is an opportunity for you to live a life of your dreams, to live a life of abundance, and help others along the way. So with that being said, we're going to close this. We have a meeting today at 12. And 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on goldrocks.info. If you're interested in learning more, log into our live presentation. We have a training on Sunday nights at 9 p.m. to learn more about this amazing opportunity. And you can hit me up in my inbox if you want to learn more. And just want everybody to stay safe. Never stop learning. Peace, power, and love.